Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Nahi Denshi, the leader of the Alberta NDP, the official opposition. I guess, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Oh, always happy to chat and really excited about our upcoming visit to Grand Prairie.
Yes, why don't we start with that? The NDP has been doing these sort of town hall events. Better Together is the theme, and you got one coming up in Grand Prairie next week, the 23rd to be specific. I guess, first of all, what's been kind of some of the main things going on as part of these events here?
Well, you know, these have been great. I don't like to call them town halls. I prefer to call them community gatherings, which sounds fancy. But what it means is it's not like those other town halls that the premier is doing where, you know, you get people to grab the mic and give the 90-second monologues, and she sort of nods and smiles at the most ridiculous things. What we're really trying to do is give people a chance to talk to their neighbors. And so I say it's like going to church. You hear a little bit from me, and then people vote on the topics they want to talk about. And then we ask people to sit with their neighbors and talk about things from healthcare to pensions to separatism. And we have originally started thinking that these would all be about separatism. But it turns out Albertans have a lot on their minds. And this theme of better together doesn't just mean that I happen to believe that Alberta is better together with Canada, but a lot of folks are saying in these very divisive political times, it just feels un-Albertan, and we want to show that we stand together and we're stronger when we stand together. And they've been really great. People of all kinds of different opinions, points of view, talking to their neighbors, coming to some consensus. It's been wonderful. We've had about 11 or 12 of them across the province. Right now, Grand Prairie is the last one scheduled, and we're excited to finish off there.
And certainly you mentioned how, kind of started out with the separation risk, if you will. And certainly one of the debates around that is what kind of impacts that can have on the economy, especially when we see the province has a tendency of talking up, okay, try to bring more investments here. But obviously the separation thing could potentially throw a wrench into that. What do you feel about the potential economic impacts with some of the things that the province is doing and somewhat saying, if you will?
Well, you know, the difference between, I guess, us and them, there are many differences, but one of them is that the premier is pretending to be sort of agnostic on the separatism thing, never mind that she's made it so much easier for a separation referendum to happen. In fact, last week she pretended that she didn't want one, even though she spent all this time making it easier for one to happen. We're much more clear on where we stand. And here's the thing. The economy is terrible right now. Alberta's unemployment rate is 3 points higher under Danielle Smith than when she took power, which means that our unemployment rate is almost very close to the same as it was when Rachel Notley had to deal with a global energy recession. And in the absence of a global recession, we now have the highest unemployment in Canada outside of Newfoundland. And one of the reasons for that is simply that no one's investing in Alberta, because we know that's what separatist talk does. No one will invest a dollar in a place where they don't know what country they're investing in. The CEO of ATCO has actually said she's not investing in Alberta until this nonsense is finished. So this is what happens. We know this is what happens. 350 head offices left Montreal when they started talking about separatism. The UK has gone through a decade of economic ruin post-Brexit. And the premier should have known better. She should have known that this is what was going to happen, because we know this is what's going to happen. And if she was asked about it this summer, she didn't say, I'm pandering to the separatists because Alberta has a raw deal or we need a better deal with Canada. She said straight up, I'm pandering to the separatists because if I don't, then the right wing will split and I'll lose the next election. So she's basically sacrificed Alberta's economy and is provoking a national unity crisis to save her own political skin. And people at these meetings really understand that that's what she's up to. She's got no interest in making Alberta better through this process. She's just trying to consolidate her political base.
And particularly up here in the northwestern Alberta, certainly there's been much talk around, you know, trying to get more of our, products, if you will, out there with things like forestry, some oil and gas, that kind of stuff. And also at the same time, we're dealing with, you know, different issues like with health care and, you know, a lot of rural communities, especially around Peace River and several other towns, like I mentioned. There's been doctor shortages and whatnot. So how do you feel that, you know, Northwestern Alberta, kind of our region up here, needs to have a, I guess, more of a impact, if you will, on the sort of the discussions around the province when it comes to economy and all these sorts of issues?
Well, really, it is one of the reasons that we're coming up for this event, because we want to hear from folks in the region about how you're feeling about things. You know, one of the things that I've heard, and we've been doing these in big cities and small centers across the province, and one of the things that I've heard consistently is that people really feel like this government takes small town and rural Alberta for granted. You know, we're always going to vote for them, so they don't care about us. And we see that in terms of closed emergency rooms, difficulty in attracting family doctors, difficulty in attracting teachers to work in public education. This, of course, has been the worst back-to-school period ever, as people are scared about a teacher strike. But we're also dealing with the largest classrooms in history and the lowest per-student funding in Canada, despite the fact that we are still the richest province. So people are very frustrated about this stuff in big towns and small places. But also, really, some of that resource-based economy work that you're talking about. You know, UCP's been in power for 6 years. They haven't advanced 1 mile of oil pipeline projects to Tidewater over those 6 years. Of course, the Trans Mountain expansion is kind of the only thing keeping our budget afloat right now. But that wasn't the UCP, that was the NDP that got that thing built. And so we have to really focus on this. And in a world of tariffs and trade wars, the stuff that is produced in northwestern Alberta needs markets. And we have to be able to work hard to build those global markets. And that means working hard with the other provinces and with the federal government to ensure that there are places for our incredible resources to be able to be sold. And I'm not seeing a lot of that from a lot of deal-making, shall we say, from this government either.
Certainly, we've talked a little bit about some of the things you've been done in the past a little bit, but let's look ahead to the future a little bit. I believe in a few weeks, around late October, is when the Alberta legislature will get another session up and running. That'll be the first one for you officially in the legislature chamber, I guess. What are kind of some of the things that are kind of looking to be priorities for you going into that?
Well, you know, very much affordability, the cost of living, challenges we're seeing there. For example, we have some real noises that the province is going to abandon its cap on auto insurance, making the highest auto insurance in Canada even higher because they're giving in to the demands of the insurance companies. We're going to be talking about the economy and jobs, of course, about healthcare and education. And listen, we are not letting them off the hook on this corrupt care scandal, which is probably the biggest scandal in Alberta history, hundreds of millions of dollars diverted to UCP donors and friends. And, you know, the CEO of Alberta Health Services getting fired for blowing the whistle on all of that. They think they can hide from this, but we're expecting reports, maybe even an RCMP investigation returning in the next month or two. So we'll have to see how that plays out as well.
And finally, whenever we have a guest here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, I always like to add a little personal question so that the politicians are people too. Of course, we are getting close to fall, and sometimes with the weather getting a little cooler out there, that makes people interested in some different activities of sorts. What about with you? What are some of your favorite things to do in the fall season?
I have to admit that I like the weather a bit cooler. So I have been traveling in the heat of the summer across the province, which has been awesome. But in the fall, I kind of like, you know, being able to put on a sweater and being indoors a little bit more. But also, you know, last year I got the chance to do some pumpkin patch visiting across the province, which actually was super fun being out there in different communities. But I will tell you, I'm not a pumpkin spice guy. I haven't got there yet.
There was some interesting things going on there. Nahi Denshi, the leader of the Alberta NDP, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much. Always a pleasure, and looking forward to seeing folks on Tuesday in Grand Prairie.